Hi there. So, it's the first episode of the Beowulf Tech Podcast. All of your expectations are going to be set within the next 2 minutes. No pressure on me. Coming up, we've got some really great stories about Apple with its new AI, picture filter, WhatsApp, the International Space Station, TikTok, and much more. So you don't want to go anywhere. This is all coming right up. So let's get started. Arguably, this story is not about tech, but it's pretty much tech. So the International Space Station astronauts, in celebration of the Olympics, are doing some really cool things. There's like 7 Twitter videos, and I'm just going to watch this one really quick. They've set up like barricades inside of the ISS, and they're doing flips over them, crazy stuff, which doesn't seem like a good idea because there's like millions of dollars of equipment around them. But it is really cool to see astronauts from so many different countries around the world come together like over this event that the whole world is watching. And this is another thing they do. So he has a ping pong ball between 4 astronauts. The astronauts are lined up. They're ready to go. And they are using their breath to blow. This is pretty funny. So if you want to see this video, it's linked in the description below. But they are chasing a ping pong ball, blowing after it, trying to get it into a doorway, 2 opposite doorways, which are acting as goal lines, I guess. But that looks like pretty much fun. Zero gravity is amazing. Things, so many different things that you can't do on Earth can happen in the ISS. Or, hey, maybe you can go on a Blue Origin ride or a Virgin Galactic ride and experience the same thing they're doing for like 4 minutes. But it's still really cool. I'll link a bunch of these tweets in the description below. There's a lot of them. Next up, TikTok tests Snapchat-style stories feature. Okay, TikTok. TikTok's in the news like every other week. TikTok is the latest major social media platform to experiment with the feature first made popular by Snapchat. In the tech world, everybody copies each other. Stories disappear after 24 hours. This is just going to be pretty similar, but why does TikTok feel like there's a need for stories on their platform? Need another video format on their platform. They just made their videos to 3 minutes. Now they're adding stories. YouTube added stories. Instagram took the stories from Snapchat. This is just a big circle. Okay, here's something interesting. Unopened copy of Super Mario Bros. Sells for a record $2 million. An anonymous buyer purchased the 1985 game through a collectibles site. Paid $2 million for a never-opened copy of Super Mario Bros. I understand why he's anonymous. I wouldn't want anybody to know that I love Super Mario Bros. That much to spend $2 million on it. The 1985 game broke a record that was set less than a month ago when a Super Mario 64 game sold for $1.56 million at auction, and it doesn't say if he was anonymous or not. So over the past year, the record for the most expensive video games have been broken numerous times because video games are becoming more and more popular in the tech industry. So the kids who played the Super Mario games back then are now millionaires and are able to spend their money on unopened copies of those kinds of games. And in July, I remember this story, a copy of The Legend of Zelda went for $870,000. And that seems like a lot, but $2 million on a Super Mario Bros. Nintendo Entertainment System game. That's crazy. From 1985. I don't even have $2 million. Okay, the Razer Mask. I know this has been really popular around Twitter. People want this a lot. So it's called Project Hazel. The Razer Zephyr. It's a beta tester. You can become a beta tester and help make it their best. A sneak peek like never before. Try it now. I'll link this video in the description. So you can sign up to become a beta tester of Razer's new mask. It's their tagline for the video is breathe in the new future. Breathe in the new future. So the Zephyr, Zephyr, it's huge. It's enormous. I would never wear that. That looks so interesting. So it's a mask with like 2 circular filters on either side. I think it's clear through. Is it? Yeah, it's clear through, but it has RGB lights, of course, as any gamer would want. And you can sign up to become a beta tester of it. It's planned for their 4th quarter launch, so maybe later this year. Interesting. I don't know. It's different. It feels like they're late to the game. There have been so many smart masks. Like, smart masks. Crazy. So, smart masks are $395, $39. Oh, He's done it, folks. He's done it. Tesla Cybertruck production delayed to 2022. We all knew this was going to happen. I didn't want to believe it, though. Okay, so it was unveiled 2019. Everybody remembers that day. Everybody remembers where they were and what they were doing when they saw the Tesla Cybertruck launch. It's delayed until 2022, according to its order page on the company's website. Until 2022. Last month, in its second quarter earnings call, Tesla's vice president of vehicle engineering said the Cybertruck was at a stage where we finished basic engineering of the architecture of the vehicle and was moving into the beta phase of Cybertruck later this year. So 2022, folks, if you have your pre-order, you're not going to get it for another year at least. There you have it. Man, that's sad. I really liked that truck. The Pixel 6, Google Pixel 6, ladies and gentlemen. Google's latest phone, coming in the Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6 Pro. This launch was just like last week or a couple days ago. I don't remember, I lost track of time. But it comes with a new chip, Tensor. It's not a single processor. It's Google designed. Both versions of the Pixels have like this. Imagine a plain phone, no camera bump, nothing, just a clean slate. Then get a rectangle and place it 1 inch from the top. Color it black. That is your camera module all the way across the Pixel 6. The regular Pixel 6 has a 6.4-inch screen with a 90 hertz refresh rate. It's perfectly flat, matte finished rails. It also has a telephoto, but it does not have the telephoto camera. That's, I think, what you get with the Pixel 6 Pro. But what's weird about this release is that Google released it all on Twitter in a series of tweets. In my life, that's never been done before. I've never seen it. That's new. Google's doing something new. Maybe that's why it's getting so much attention. But Pixel 6 coming out soon. They haven't shared who's designing the CPU or GPU or its benchmarks or performance. It's kind of just like a leak given by Google themselves. It's going to be exciting. You're going to be seeing all the reviews coming out soon. All these tech reviewers everywhere, MKBHD, Unbox Therapy, all reviewing this brand new phone. It's going to be cool. Authorities in China sue Tencent over WeChat's youth mode. The lawsuit claims that the app violates child protection laws. Prosecutors in Beijing suing tech giant Tencent, claiming the youth mode on its WeChat app is against laws protecting minors, Reuters reports. It restricts younger users' access to functions like mobile payments as well as certain games. The lawsuit is really unclear about how the app's youth mode violates the law, but the action comes a few days after a state-owned Chinese newspaper referred to online games as opium for the mind. The article was later updated and toned down somewhat. So the lawsuit is probably a part of a larger crackdown by China on its largest tech companies in recent months. Yeah, China's crazy, guys. Crazy things are happening in China. We don't even know half of it. But it's interesting that they feel like they have the evidence to sue WeChat. But their judicial system works a lot differently in China than it does in the US. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this lawsuit, if it goes anywhere and if it doesn't. Okay, here's one of the cool segments that I've really been looking forward to on this podcast. We are heading to Kickstarter.com and finding one of the coolest tech startups that I can find. So here is a really neat startup. It's called Rokid Air. They're portable AR glasses with voice control AI. They come with voice control, gesture control, and myopia friendly. I'm not even sure what that word means. But they have a 1920 by 1080 by 2 display. They weigh 85 grams and are compatible with all devices. Rokid Air is the most affordable AR glasses created for everyone, with wide applications for business, study, and entertainment. You can see movies bigger than ever before, play games, or follow along with maps while hiking. You can play games, have a video meeting, watch movies, follow exercising tutorials, and watch immersive videos. This looks really cool. So they asked for a $20,000 goal. They've raised $522,420 with 1,381 backers. Let me do the math real quick. That's an average of $3,785 per person. They have 3 days to go. These look really cool. You can enjoy an intelligent modern life. You can plug and play your key to an immersive world. So they're marketing this as being able to really easily transform your digital tech use. They're lightweight, portable, and foldable. They're myopia friendly. You can adjust them from 0.0. Brilliant 120 inch 4K screen. Okay. They're saying you can play video games. Dual directional speaker sound system. That is really cool. We'll see how this plays out. The link is in the show notes or the podcast description, whatever you want to call it. But this is a really, really cool startup. All right, thanks for joining me. This was really fun. I'm looking forward to making a lot more of these episodes, just giving you the tech news, just giving you the stories, letting you digest it, letting me digest it in front of you. If you want to connect with this podcast, we're going to be starting up a YouTube channel pretty soon. It's going to be full of tech videos, tech reviews, news stories. We might have clips of this podcast up there as well. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Beowulf Channel, Beowulf Channel. And you can connect with me there. That'll be really cool. We'll see you next time on the Beowulf Tech Podcast. Wait, I forgot my name. I didn't even give you my name. My name's Nathan Espinoza. I'll see you next time.